Family's Pilot.
Hey, hey,
Dick!
Danny. Danny, what's going on?
I need your help. Dad's gone crazy.
Define crazy.
Oh, he's drinking jet plane fuel.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's probably enough, actually. I'm going to come and rescue you. Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like Halloween, we come only but once a year. But we stick around for a while in your trees. I'm talking fake cobwebs, baby.
Yeah.
We hang around.
And only America gets into us.
Yeah, that's it. Oh my, that's so true. And hello to all our Americans.
Yeah, we actually, yeah, I think we got a fair few American listeners that we should. Hey, how about them LA Dodgers?
Yeah, how about them Mets?
No, the Dodgers won the World Series.
Do they win it or are they in it?
Oh.
Football. In case you're new here, this is Can We Add Arnie, the podcast, where we try to put Arnie into a pre-existing movie in an effort to improve that movie.
With comical effect.
Hopefully. And today's movie is an absolute doozy, The Shining.
Yeah, from 1980, directed by Stanley Kubrick, a real eccentric director. He broke a lot of people.
He certainly did.
In this film, it was Shelley Duvall who plays Jack Nicholson's wife.
How did he do it? Like, just make them film a million scenes?
I think for her in particular, there was this one scene where he made her do it, like, I'm probably exaggerating, 100 times.
But, like, I know some people criticize her performance saying, oh, overacting and stuff, but I think she's legitimately scared.
Yeah, I think it's not overacting. She is scared, but we don't often get to see an actual scared person on screen.
93% from the audience, 87% from the critics. You know, that's good. That seems about right. It's a good movie.
It's a Stephen King novel as well, which he famously hated the film.
Yeah, and then he made his own and it was even worse. And by even worse, I mean it was just a terrible movie. This movie's actually good.
What a fool.
Now, before we go any further, I'm going to draw out a character. These are the suggestions coming in from our lovely listeners that I'll randomly at some point will appear in this. Bono at the grocer trying to feed Africa.
He's a pretty charitable fella.
I'm just trying to think, where would he fit in The Shining? Because I don't want to make him a twin because then there's two of them. We'll figure that one out in the meantime, but Corey Sutton, would you like to read the synopsis, please?
Absolutely. The Shining follows Jack Torrance, an aspiring writer and recovering alcoholic who takes a job as the winter caretaker of the isolated Overlook Hotel. Bringing along his wife, Wendy, and son, Danny, who possesses psychic abilities, Jack hopes to find inspiration for his writing. However, the hotel's dark past and supernatural forces slowly unravel his sanity.
Sure does. He goes down quick.
He does.
But he's an alcoholic. Like, there's so many different parts of the movie where he'll say one thing, like, I haven't drunk for this long. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I haven't drunk for this long. It's like, that's a different story. And then, like, he hit his kid or something. And he's like, there's a bit of backstory there.
It's an unreliable narrator. We've talked about this before
on the show. We have. As soon as I heard that voice, I'm like, oh, it's back. Being explained it. By that annoying nerd guy.
Not everyone's going to get this movie.
No, it's like there's a thinker.
Where would you like to add Arnie first?
Jeez, I think we go right to the start.
Yeah.
I would love to see Arnie as Jack Nicholson's character. Now, Jack Nicholson does a great job, obviously, as Jack Torrance, but I'd like to see Arnie in that role because I'm curious how it would go. And I want it to be the scene where they're explaining the dark history of the hotel because I feel like Jack Nicholson is a little bit too cool about it all.
Yeah.
I feel like Arnie might be able to do it just a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a job interview, right? But also not
because he's got the job. Yeah, it's just a handover, right? So let's do it.
Jack, hello, come on in.
Yeah, so takes a long to get here, but thanks for having me.
How was the drive with your wife, Wendy, and your lovely son, Danny?
Oh, thanks for remembering their names. It was so good. You know, we came up here and we saw the beautiful mountains and the snow, and I said, hey, how good is this place right now? Look at that beautiful hedge maze. Wouldn't it be crazy if I chased you later and it tried to kill you all? These are the jokes the family makes all the time.
Sorry, what?
How are you guys?
We're doing great. We had a great season.
Yeah.
We're ready for just to relax, to chill out.
Hey, when I walked in, I saw like it was like built on like a Native American Indian graveyard or something. Was that a thing or did I just imagine that?
Well, yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah,
crazy.
So historically, there was a tragic event.
Yeah.
And we did.
Probably the only tragic event, bud, right?
Well, no. Some people in the past with previous caretakers, they get a bit of that, you know, cooped up syndrome.
Oh, get me out of here. It's so cold.
Cabin fever.
Yeah. Crack a window. Get over it.
So the last guy we had.
Yeah, what was he like?
He killed his family.
What? Don't make that again. I'm just going to have a quick drink of water.
So the last caretaker we had,
he
systematically dismembered his wife and his child.
Oh my God.
Can we get a cleaner in here, please?
Oh my God.
I mean, but that's nothing compared to the last caretaker before him.
What did they do? They're probably really sound of mind and...
No, not at all. We're talking about... we called him Crazy Craig. Turns out he's actually crazy.
Well, how did he go? What did that happen
there? Well, it's not that he went.
Oh, good.
It's his family went.
Oh, again with the whole family death.
So he did burnouts on his wife's face until she died.
Burnouts. I'm just going to have another drink of water while you keep telling me these details.
Yeah, so what he did is he backed up onto her body. Oh, that's not the worst bit. Take another sip.
Okay.
And it just kind of slowly tore her body to shreds.
No, sorry, I choked on that one, my bad. Oh, well, it sounds like you've certainly done all your checks and everything. Well, I'm not crazy.
He wasn't even the worst.
Oh, who's the worst?
Before him, we had Lovable Lewis.
Oh, well, he sounds lovable. Why was he so bad?
Oh, we named that after the fact. Like irony.
Oh, because he wasn't lovable. Okay, and what did he do with his family?
He hugged his family to death.
Mm. Well, that's not going to be a problem with me because I hate my son. Don't worry about that.
Anyway, so I just got a couple of little T's to cross and I's to dot.
Yeah, sure.
With you
yeah.
Before we kind of...
First question, am I crazy? No.
Well, that's not my first question.
Okay, what's the first question?
Are you a little bit loony?
Next question, please.
You've passed that. So the next question I have for you is, do you have a problem with alcohol?
No, alcohol's got a problem with me.
What did alcohol do to you?
No, it's what I do to it. Drink it all. Drinks to that. Cheers.
Okay, that's cool. Well,
why do we have alcohol here?
We don't have any alcohol going to be left on the... It's going to be a dry bar while we're gone.
Okay.
And another thing I have you got a history of family abuse?
Oh.
Like,
is that on this shit? Can I look at this? Okay, yep, there it is. I'm a little bit, you know, like, but it's no big deal. It's fine.
Okay, well, if you're assuring us it's no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm just planning to sit around, do some ride things.
You're a writer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What have you published?
Oh, things. Have you ever
heard of it?
Well, you ever read the TV guide?
Like, you know, what's on TV.
Yeah. You ever read the TV guide?
Yep. Anyway, I don't think there's anything else I really need to go out for, really. You seem like a perfect candidate, and you're obviously okay with living alone or in solitary, essentially.
Yeah, just quick question. No one can find us if anything was to happen, right?
I can't hear you. I'm leaving. And the axes are in the kitchen. Goodbye.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You have a great time.
See ya. Totally going to kill my family. I think that's better, to be honest. Feels like it moves along quicker.
It is better.
I think we've improved that scene already. One of the other iconic scenes, I mean, we're not going to do the twins, although that is iconically terrifying. The bar scene. So this is that kind of, we constantly get in and out of like the reality of what was, what is.
What's
we don't
real,
know where
not.
We're at. And there's a point where Jack Nicholson's character is sitting there and he's in a crowded room. Like, you know, the room should be empty and the bartender's there and spills stuff on him. And it's like ghosts, is it not? No one knows.
We should add Arnie.
Yes. Arnie is the bartender?
Arnie is the bartender, absolutely. I think that would have a really good kind of effect on
with a Jack Nicholson in the scene.
Because that's when he's convincing him to kill his family, right?
Yeah, a bit of chat like that, yeah. Yeah, just kind of like, you should just probably do it.
Just classic bar banter.
Mate, how many drinks you had tonight, mate? Not for you, keep family. You know, classic bartender chat.
Yeah.
So let's do that scene.
All right.
Hey, okay. Right.
Hello, sport. How are you? Would you like to have a drink?
Yeah, that sounds
good. What can I get you?
Let's go with an old Manhattan.
An old Manhattan.
Old Manhattan. Hey. Or for you, a new Manhattan. Haven't had a drink in about 5 months, so...
Okay. Oh, is that why? Why have you not had a drink in 5 months?
No reason. Just needed a reason to celebrate tonight, but hey, let's... bottoms up.
Bottoms up. Okay, so... Yeah. I've never made a Manhattan before.
Oh, just a cosmopolitan would be good too.
Okay, so.
You don't do that.
What's in a cosmopolitan?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea.
That's all right. I am a bartender.
I'll just have a cocksucking cowboy.
He's already left.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll have a beer.
We can do beer. We can do beer. Let me just have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, we're out of beer.
Okay. What have you got?
We've got vodka cruisers.
Yummy. Dish it up.
Here you go.
5 months sober. Worth it for a pineapple cruiser.
Why did you get sober? What was the problem with alcohol prior?
Hitting the kid too much and stuff. Sorry? I don't want to. It doesn't matter. It's a whole dark story that I don't think we should spend some time into. Now it's a busy night tonight, isn't it? Look at our
everywhere.
Oh, it's
hugely busy. We got a debutante ball.
Yeah, wow. Look at all the people around here. It's so cool. Who's that guy over there? That guy's pretty cool.
Oh, that, you want me to introduce you to him?
Yeah, well, I got nothing else, you know.
General, get over here.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, gentlemen.
Wow.
Nice to meet you. You're General animated. McGusker,
yeah.
General McGusker.
What are you drinking there? You're not drinking a pineapple cruiser. What are you drinking?
This, my dear friend, is jet plane fuel.
Ah, okay, yeah, probably not best to go straight
to I was in the war.
I can see that, yeah, okay.
And I got shrapnel in my ass.
Yeah, okay.
Want to know how it got there?
Yep. I do want to know.
I was flying a jet plane.
Wow, and then what happened?
It exploded.
Oh, right.
And the shrapnel.
Yeah, lodged.
Guess where it went.
Okay, I'm ready to meet someone else now. Nice to meet you, General. Bye.
A pleasure.
Hey, how you going over here, son? What's going on over here? The bartender treating you well, son? Can we have another drink, please? Yep, I'll take two more vodka cruises, thanks.
A couple of vodka cruises. Yep, pineapple, I'm assuming, is okay.
Of course, that's what we got. We're going to drink a pineapple cruise, son.
This is the classic man from the 1920s.
Classic.
He works in radio.
Yeah, I work in radio, son. I like to get on the talks and do the little talky. And how are you going? What's your name? Jack, is it? I can see you from your little name tag there, Jack.
This guy. It's freaking me out as well, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll get going my drinks then.
It's okay. I'll deal with him.
Thank you, barkeep.
No worries. You didn't pay.
Yeah, it's all right. Money's not a real thing in the ghost world. Bye.
The ghost world? What's this all about?
Okay. Yeah, so here's the thing, Jack. Can I call you Jack?
You can call me Jack. I'll have another drink, but while you're there, actually.
Pineapple, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, one pineapple.
Yeah. There's not a lot of alcohol in this, by the way.
No, but we got a lot of them.
Okay.
So the more you have, the more you can...
It's a rough winter. Okay, I get it. Yeah. It feels like I'm in summer, but it's so fruity.
Yeah, so anyway, the ghost world.
Yeah,
let me
crazy.
Tell you about this. Yeah. I'm a ghost.
Oh.
I'm actually a ghost.
You're a ghost, too, so they're all ghosts.
Everyone in this room?
What about that guy over there? Is that Bono? Is he a ghost? He doesn't look like a ghost.
Do you want me to bring him over?
Not really.
No, he looks like he's been shopping. He's probably got a really good story.
Okay, bring him over.
Okay, here he comes. Bono, get over here.
Will I be with or without you?
How you going, mate? How you going? It's me, Bono, over here. How you going, mate? Yeah, I didn't really want to meet you there. Barkeep, you got enough pineapple cruises there for Africa, by any chance?
I've got plenty for Africa. Yeah. Bono, you sound really Australian.
Yeah, thank you so much. I don't know what my voice is, but I'm just figuring
usually
all that as we go.
Usually you'd sound Irish.
Yeah? Phil Fiddly D. It's me, Bono, and I got to pee. All right, nice meeting you, guys.
No, Bono, I've got so many questions.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea you stick
What
around.
Are you doing? You've got shopping bags on you.
Yeah, I'm going to go feed Africa.
Why?
Yeah, just, you know, Africa needs feeding.
Wait, hold on. Are you ghost Bono or are you real Bono?
Ah, now that's a good question. I do need a pee. Really bad.
I guess we'll never know.
Do you reckon it's a ghost pee or a real pee?
Oh, as long as he pees in my mouth. I'd appreciate if you didn't tell anybody that.
Yeah, no, I'm done. I don't want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you about killing your family.
Yeah, no, I'll do it. Whatever you need. I'm out. I don't want to. Let's go. Bono, I'll help you with those bags. Oh, thank you very much, mate.
Is this because I mentioned the pee thing you're leaving?
It's a bit weird.
It was nice to meet you, Jack.
Yeah, no, not the same. All right.
And Bono, it was great to meet you,
Why,
too.
Why, thank you.
So Irish.
Don't understand the voice at all.
Wow, he started so strong with his song.
Yeah, well, you know.
And then it was, all you had to do was go, hey, it's Bono. It's great to be here.
Does he sound like that?
It's Bono, of course he sounds like that.
Well, you sound like Mr. Doubtfire. I don't know how
he's
Bono
Irish.
Sounds.
Bono sounds like this. Has anybody seen The Edge?
I don't know what he sounds like.
Oh, it's Bono.
Well, you could have been Bono. Black came in.
Yeah, you came in too hot.
I agree.
You're tearing this podcast apart.
I'm aware. It goes down every time that I try to do an Irish scene. All right, moving forward. I would love to see The Shining, right? So The Shining is essentially the fact that they can talk telepathically to each other. And there's the guy who's originally there. He's like... He's the chef, right?
His name is, and I'll tell you, Delbert Grady.
Okay, and so he originally kind of sets up as they're doing a tour right before everyone leaves.
No, that's not his name. His name's Dick Holler.
The worst part is... I know you're not making up the second one, but it sounds like
it
you
sounds
are.
Like I am.
Jeez, Dick hollering.
Someone hollering for a dick around here?
You know I am.
You all hollering, dick.
So
quit that hollering.
Dick hollering. That feels like a joke. That's
but his real name as an actor is Scatman Crothers.
Now that's a name that you can set your watch to. That's a good name. All right. So,
the hotel
chef. The Shining. He's doing a tour with the kid and the wife, and he's explaining everything, and then he figures out the kid has the same gift that he does, and that is The Shining, where they can talk telepathically to each other.
Yeah. He says to him, would you like ice cream, I think, in the scene.
Yeah, in the scene. Now, I'm thinking Arnie in this is Dick Hollering, and so he's the one that can talk telepathically to the kid.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the scene where they discover they can talk to each other.
Mm.
Okay.
Mommy! I'd like some ice cream, Mommy.
Okay, well, we're getting a nice tour by this lovely man right now, Dick Hollering, great name. And we're just doing a tour, so maybe we do it a little bit later.
Okay,
we're doing
I'll take over, Mommy. Yeah. You just stand here. I'll talk to Dick.
Oh, okay, you talk to
Mr.
Dick then.
Mr. Dick Hollering.
Hey, how are you, little son?
I'm Danny.
Yeah? Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course you can.
But we're not using my mouth?
What do you mean? You're in my mind.
Hey, it's me, Dick Hollering.
Red rum.
I'm in your brain right now.
Sorry, I do that now and then.
I can see in your eyes that you have the gift.
What's the gift?
The Shining.
I think it's pronounced shiny.
You have the shiny. Ability to be able to talk telepathically. You must not tell anyone about this gift.
Hey, Mom!
No, not even your mommy.
Why not?
Because one day this could come in handy to save your life. Now, you don't know this, but this place is pretty messed up.
What's wrong with this place?
Lot of killings.
Tell me.
Lot of deaths.
In great detail.
No, I'd rather not. But I can tell you this. If you get into any trouble, no matter where you are, how far away you are, you use this gift of yours, The Shining.
Any trouble?
Any trouble.
Any trouble I'm in.
And I will come and I will save your life.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
Because I don't.
Forward 1 hour.
Okay, so I'm just. All right, guys, we've got to set up. We're going to pack up and get out of here, all right?
Dick. There we go.
Whoa, 1 second, 1 second. I'm getting something in my head.
Dick Hollering.
What is it?
I'm
coming,
stuck.
Danny. I'm coming. Everyone get
I'm
out of my
stuck.
Way.
I'm
Everyone
stuck.
Get out of my way. I'm going to run and save him. What the hell are you doing?
You're stuck on the toilet. I couldn't get off.
Danny, this is not using the skill appropriately. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I said you were in trouble, life-threatening trouble, like your dad goes crazy and tries to kill you with an axe, hypothetically, okay? 12 hours later. Hoy, baby, why don't you and I just make a little love? I got the whole, 3 months off until I need to go back.
Dick Hollering!
Whoa, baby, slow down. I got another voice in my head. One
Dick.
Second. Baby, please, 1 second.
Yeah, I need your help, Dick.
Yeah, Danny, what's wrong?
I need your help.
Has your dad gone crazy and tried to kill you?
I'm doing my math homework.
Your what?
My math homework.
I'm trying to have sex with a lady over here.
What sex with a lady?
Wait, this is not using the skill. You don't need to do
so
homework.
So I need to work out what half, it's a fraction.
Okay.
What's a half?
Yeah.
Of 110.
55. Goodbye.
Wait, Dick.
You want me to do the workings. So what you do is you take the... No, I don't have time for this. You need to use this for important reasons only, okay?
Dick, are you upset at me?
I'm a little bit upset with you, okay?
This guy's going crazy. I'm trying to have sex with him. He's like talking to himself. It's so weird over there. What the hell's going on?
1 second, babe. Okay, 1 second, okay?
Yeah, I can't believe we're trying to have a threesome here.
Okay, guys, please. Please, relax. Grab
Dick,
a drink.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
My dick is getting soft.
Okay, Danny, go back to your normal life. Just let me know if you're in trouble, okay? Good
Dick,
night.
Why is there a man there as well?
You can't hear him. Don't worry about it, okay? Good night. Okay?
Good night, Dick.
Let's go have sex, everyone. Come on. 72 days later. Okay. I wonder how that family is going. I haven't heard from my boy Danny in a while. That's good. He's been obviously waiting for the right moment to do it, but that's cool. I'm just chilling.
Dick,
you know?
Hollering!
Oh, there he
Are
is.
You there? Yeah.
Hey, Dick! Danny. Danny, what's going on?
I need your help.
Of course you do. What do you need?
I think Dad's gone crazy.
No. I said important reasons.
I think he's gone crazy.
To find crazy.
Oh, he's drinking jet plane fuel.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's probably enough, actually. I'm going to come and rescue you.
I don't know why I needed more options. I think that scene makes sense, right?
It makes so much sense.
Okay, I feel like that's pretty much the movie, but there is one iconic scene that we cannot leave out, right?
It's, of course, the Here's Johnny scene, right?
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Which, by the way,
Simpsons introduced me to that scene.
Simpsons, yes, but also the song from Hocus Pocus, Here's Johnny, which I did play for you, which we will not play on this podcast because we don't own the rights, but it hit number one in Australia despite no radio airplay back in 1993, and it was the song when I was a kid. So what do we see here? Do we see Arnie as...
I think Arnie should be the man who repairs the door.
Like after it's all said and done.
All happened and like everyone's died.
Okay.
The door's broken. The clerk who runs the manager of the hotel.
He sent him ahead of time to make sure everything's all right. All right, let's do it.
Okay. Hey, Jim, how you going, man?
Oh my gosh.
Long drive up here.
You think you've had a long drive?
Yeah.
I came here from Hawaii.
Wow. That's crazy, man. So,
I had to take a flight.
Yeah.
And then I drove across the country.
It's because you're the best at what you do, man. No one gets the places better than you. You know how to stock a bar. You know how to clean a floor. And you know, have you heard from Jack, the caretaker? I haven't heard much from him.
Well, that's the thing. Clearly, I don't know how to hire staff.
Why? What's wrong with what happened with him?
Didn't you hear he killed his whole family?
Oh, crazy. Again, another death
family.
Well,
no, he tried to kill his whole family.
Oh, and they lived?
He killed my chef, though.
Ah, man.
Yeah, Dick Halloran.
Ah, no, Dick Halloran. That guy was so cool, with a cool name. I had sex with him and his partner a little while ago. It's crazy. Anyway, well, I guess I'll go through and start going through and, I guess, checking, making sure everything's up to scratch.
No, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
He axed down a door.
Yeah, I know. I can see. I'm looking at it now.
Yes, look at the hole. You know,
oh,
you want to know what happened?
There's blood everywhere over here.
Oh, there is. I don't even know whose it is.
Oh, it's a lot of blood. I guess we're going to have to swap out this door. Let me just open it up now. I like to use the handle. That's stupid, right? I just open it. Yeah, no, he's definitely done a number in here. The window's all busted up. This is going to set you back a bit.
You might say when you close a door, another window opens.
Yeah, you could say that.
Isn't that like a saying?
Is it? I don't really know sayings.
Where are you from?
Obviously, I'm a local. Duh. You stupid idiot. Why are you asking so many dumb questions?
I'm sorry.
You're the one that's not from
here.
Sorry,
what was your name again?
You know my name. It's Dennis Taylor.
Of course.
A classic American name.
That's right. I forgot your business. Dennis the Doorman Taylor.
That's what they call me. Yeah.
Dennis.
What the hell is that voice? Am I hearing something? What is this?
Dennis the Doorman.
Is this in my head? Hello?
It's me, Danny.
Oh, hey, Danny, are you in my head right now?
You know that door you're fixing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should explain that. I am in your head.
Oh, cool. I thought I was going crazy.
No, you've got telepathic powers.
Whoa.
We call it the Shiny.
Cool, the Shiny. So cool. So where are you right now?
I'm back home in Minnesota.
Okay, cool. Why are you talking to me, Danny? You got some advice for me on how to fix this door or something?
My dad was the one who did this to
Where's your daddy? We can't find him anywhere.
You should go to the maze.
Why?
Go to the maze.
Nah, I'm good.
Go to the maze.
I'm good. Maze. Can you stay out of my head from now on? I got a door to fix.
No.
Hey, sorry. Doorman?
Yeah, Dennis.
Dennis, sorry, yeah. I forgot you. It's such you have such a forgettable name.
It's exotic.
I thought you were local.
No, I mean, the name is fairly exotic.
Oh, okay, so you're local, but you're exotic.
Well, they say things, yeah.
Hey, you just drifted off for like 10
Yeah, I had a kid
minutes.
In my head telling me about some dad, and he's in the maze, he's dead or something, and he's like trying to kill him, yeah.
Oh, he's talking about Jack Torrance.
Yeah, that's the name, probably.
Where did he say his body was?
In the maze.
We know he's dead. We just don't know where to find him.
Yeah, he's in the maze somewhere. He's like all frozen and dead.
Do you want to go to the maze?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Home improvement music plays out. Yet. We definitely didn't make this movie better with the addition of Arnie, but you know what? I'm not sorry. Happy Halloween, guys.
It was so much worse. Happy Halloween, trick or treat, all that kind of stuff.
If you want to get involved and help us out, there's so many ways to do so, Corey.
Damn it, Alan. Pad. Padman. Pad.
If you want to help out, there are so many ways you can get involved in the podcast. We encourage you to join the Facebook group, get involved in the Can We Add Arnie chat right there. Give us some more suggestions like Bono, and you can hear an awesome impression just like my Bono one.
Yeah, or you can rate us on Spotify.
Yeah, it's like Spotify. It's a new one.
Also Spotify.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Leave us a rating. You can leave us a comment. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. It all helps.
Yeah.
Subscribe as well.
Please.
That really helps when you subscribe. And, of course, you can jump on the Can We Add Arnie Facebook page.
Thank you very much. Happy Halloween.
Bye.